Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Well, our guest today, Megan Bruckstrand, the Director of Marketing with Felician Village. And good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, up until recently, we've kind of had some mild, dry weather to at least start the winter. That's changed a bit over the last few weeks, but sometimes it stirs up the winter blues in people. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah, the winter blues is clinically known as seasonal affective disorder, or often referred to as SAD. It's a form of major depression that occurs during certain times of the year. Here in Wisconsin, it generally occurs in the winter months, starting sometimes as early as September, but October through March. Many studies show that it is related to light, and unfortunately in Wisconsin, we see very little of that at this time of the year. The good news is that on average, we are gaining about a minute of daylight every day in January, so we're on the right path. Some symptoms of SAD are depressed or irritable mood, feeling hopelessness or worthlessness, anxiety, loss of energy, that social withdrawal, appetite changes, changes in your sleeping, difficulty concentrating, or that just general loss of interest in activities that you would normally enjoy.
Wow, it does sound like the winter blues. So what does or who does SAD really affect the most?
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, SAD symptoms typically affect women more and people who live further away from the equator. So unfortunately, that's women in Wisconsin are at a higher risk for that. Due to weather reasons, you typically do tend to see seniors just socially isolate more in the winter, as driving or just being outside during that cold and snowy weather is risky for other reasons like falling.
All right, so seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, what are their treatments for this?
You know, first of all, if you are feeling this way, definitely reach out, contact your doctor. There are four main ways to treat SAD, light therapy, psychotherapy, medication, and vitamin D. So nothing that you're going to read online or listen to Megan and Jim on a radio show is going to be better than you reaching out and having a conversation or an appointment with your physician. You know, with that being said, there are a few self-care tips that can help with symptoms. The first being light therapy or a light box. They simulate that sunshine and can help your body's natural rhythm just stabilize. You can find them for sale online. Amazon has lots of them to choose from. But a really cool program is the Manitowoc Public Library has multiple happy lamps that you can check out at no cost with your library card. So it's a great way to try it out without making that initial investment.
Neat.
Yeah. Secondly, participate in social activities. Sometimes that's hard when it's cold and snowy, but really make it a focus to do something you enjoy with other people. Our Felician Village at Home and Felician Village on the Go program can not only help you with those events and getting them on your calendar, but it helps get you there safely. And members really encourage each other to attend and will call each other out if they miss some events. So more information on that program can be found online at FeliciaNVillage.org or by calling 684-7171, extension 425. Third, exercise. That's kind of the cure for a lot of things. Get that body moving. Always good advice, but it really does help with your mood during the winter. And finally, probably the most fun tip is take a vacation somewhere sunny. You can't replicate that natural sunshine here in Wisconsin if it's not happening. Call up a travel agent and book a trip.
Visit a friend in Florida. The snowbirds have flown and we can go see them and, you know, have a card game or something.
Exactly. And then come back and your countdown, you're already headed to summer.
Sounds like fun. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.